Okay. We have a proposed amendment to go for 10 minutes on this. Does somebody want to second that amendment?
Lauren, second.
Okay, we have, okay, so we're now working on a 10 minutes. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes on this item?
Not
okay.
To be on the
no objections. We have another 10 minutes. Did you want the floor, Florence?
Yes, sir.
I had asked for the floor before. Are you writing this down, sir?
Okay. You wanted the floor? Okay, I'll put you down.
Yeah, well, just as soon as Sandra finished, I asked for the floor.
Okay.
I yield, Chair. I could go after him.
Okay, Dwayne, then Lawrence. Go ahead.
Okay, and I hate to bring, well, I don't hate to bring it up. I brought it up previous occasion. Sandra spoke for 3.5 minutes. I timed it. So I don't want the same amount of time because she was talking specifically about KPFT and carrying
for their 90 seconds. I'm sorry, Sandra. I knew she spoke for longer than she should have, but I did not hear from the timekeeper. I wasn't sure.
But this has been a pattern in the last 2 or 3 meetings that I want to cite for the record. I had this discussion the last time Sandra spoke for 3 or 4 occasions on an item. So let's be fair. Let's be consistent. As it relates to the issue here, I brought the motion forward. And I'd like to point out that Sandra's statements are wholly inaccurate and some other descriptions I could give to it. But the fact of the matter is that the LSB of KPFT has been consumed with not having meetings, having had 2 meetings were canceled in the last 6 to 7 months. The last 2 was consumed about this jettison of a search for a manager over a 2-month period. That's the shortest amount of period that anybody has been able to come up with 13 people. The larger point would be that the IGM and the business manager have proposed, and Sandra probably didn't make the finance meeting, but they have proposed a budget. So let's not put disinformation, misinformation out here when the facts are that the LSB has not found any need to pick it up, and the finance committee in and of itself is always bogged down with discussions from the closure group about cutting something that's already at the bare bones. So the fact of the matter is there is a proposed budget available, and I have asked the finance chair to accept it since it's not going to come through the local LSB or the local finance committee, but these individuals who are charged with this, who she has scurrilously injured intellectually with lies, have submitted a proposed budget 2 months ago.
Could you please refrain from casting aspersions on fellow board members?
Aspersions? That's fact. She was scurrious in her description of these individuals' duties at KPFT, and you said nothing. The finance chair had to admonish
that. Please.
No.
The new clues back.
And this is for you.
Okay. Listen, got you. Lawrence, next up.
Thank you, Chair.
I always get uneasy when personnel referred to. I think that's completely inappropriate in open session, and especially when personnel is being categorized. Anybody could look on a website and see who the KPFT IGM is. So I have a question for the Finance Committee Chair. And it's in regards to a motion that was referred to the Finance Committee last year. And I have spoken to you about this, Finance Committee Chair. And that is in regards to the WBI sidebands issue that was referred.
This is out of order. We're speaking about a particular motion.
Okay, so can you call me when it's within order, Chair, please? So that's the reason I extended. I agreed to extend time because this has been on the vine for a long time.
Okay, let's just say you can have a Q&A with the Finance Committee Chair once we discuss this motion, and then you can ask.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
I think Lyndon.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, one of the problems with stuff like this is you say, well, we can't do this in open session, yet you have the motion in open session here. You probably should have had this in closed session, but I wrote something. I listened to the discussion at the Finance Committee meeting that this came out of, and I sent something, wrote something up and sent it out to the entire PNB, and I just sent it again so y'all could see. And I went back and I looked at or listened to several of our meetings. I've gone back and listened to transcripts of several of our meetings, and it's painful, believe me. But you can see what was said, how things were characterized, where we are on our budget. And so I just did this to try and set the record straight. Now, I'm not opposed to this motion, but I did want to set the record straight. So if y'all would please read what I sent out. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? If not, let's just go to a vote on the motion.
So, Chairperson Steinberg, just another point of inquiry.
What is your point of inquiry?
So, the response to my question is, will something be sent, will this cash flow report be sent to each of the station's affiliates?
I can't answer that. Maybe the chair of the Finance Committee can answer it. I don't know.
I can answer to the extent that we can get those cash flow reports for each individual station. We'll pass them through.
Okay. Thank you.
In fact, just to add one more point to that, we passed a resolution in the committee and I think it was, I don't recall whether it was actually passed by the PNB or whether we just did it as the committee. And we requested that when we get financials and other financial documents, that rather than come to the chair of the committee, and then be later passed on to others, that, items coming from the ICFO, from NEDA, go not only to the chair of the committee, but also to all the members of the committee, also to the officers of the foundation and the executive director of the foundation. So, your treasurer will have that as soon as anybody has it. And so, I would advise, you know, being in close communication with the treasurer from your station. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be on the lookout for it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, let's go to a vote on this. Let me just ask before we go to a vote, are there any objections to this motion? Okay. Then if there are no objections, it's passed by consensus. We have a couple of minutes left on this item, and I know Lawrence wanted to ask a question of the chair of the Finance Committee. Lawrence, you want to?
Thank you, Chair. It's a brief question because I did have a conversation with the chair of the Finance Committee. There was a motion that WBI LSB made in regards to the sidebands issue last year, and that was referred to the Finance Committee last year. And I asked if that was going to be addressed at the next Finance Committee, and it still hasn't. And it hasn't come out of the Finance Committee. Do you have any idea when that would happen, Mr. Sackerton?
Yes, thank you, Lawrence. And I will simply say that I intended to put that on the agenda at the last Finance Committee meeting, but I couldn't immediately find it. The secretary could also not find it. I did subsequently find it, and I do intend to put it on the agenda for the next meeting. I just want to explain that
What date is that meeting, Chair?
It's two weeks from the 17th, whatever date that is. So it's a Tuesday night.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Information.
What is your request for information?
Yeah, I have a note from Ann Garrison that the stream has failed.
Oh. Does somebody want to call Fred and find out what's going on with the stream?
Actually, I could call him, Lawrence. I'll call him.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Hi, Paulina.
Yeah, we're out of time for this item, but I was dropped off the call.
Hello?
Yeah, for a minute or so.
Hello?
Oh, this Fred. This Fred.
Hey, as far as I can tell, the stream is fine.
Okay.
Chair, can you allow the Finance Committee Chair to answer my question, please?
I thought he did.
No, I had more to say in the middle, if there's time.
Finish up then, and then we'll go.
Okay, very briefly, I'll just say that there were a couple of factors in delaying the consideration. One was that there was some turmoil in our situation with our tenants for our sidebands. And we had lost our main tenant, and they subsequently came back and had reduced had negotiated a reduced rate. So there was some turmoil in that area. And in addition, while I had initially, as a director from WBAI, been supportive of this motion, in fact, voted for it in the WBAI Finance Committee, subsequent research and conversations with Lydia Brazon, our interim executive director, revealed that the national office is currently, well, of course, we all know that the national office was currently strapped for cash, in danger of not passing or not making their payroll. And this motion would have the effect of reducing the amount of money that goes to the national office, because if, for example, WBAI gets a credit for their sideband income, that would reduce the amount that they would normally be paying the national office, which would be great for WBAI because at that time and, continuing, WBAI is having difficulty paying its central services. So we would be getting credit on something that we're actually not even paying, unfortunately. But then other stations like KPFA or KPFT, who are paying their central services, would get a similar reduction in the amount of money that they had to pay for central services, equaling the amount of sideband income that they contributed. And that would reduce the overall amount of money going to the national office. So Lydia Brazon suggested that at this time that was not a good idea, but there's no reason for us not to put it on the agenda for the Finance Committee and have a discussion of it, considering all of those factors.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, we have to go on to the next committee item, and that's a report from the Governance Committee. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Chair. There's no report for the Governance Committee because we're going to meet on the 18th of November, and the report that was sent last month is still in effect. Should I go to the Personnel Committee, Chair?
You may. Go ahead.
Thank you. So the Personnel Committee canceled its meeting because some directors requested cancellation, and we wouldn't make quorum. The next meeting is scheduled for November 16th at 8:30 Eastern Time. The information that I had sent previously is still the freshest information that I have. I'm going to turn part of the report over to any personnel committee members that want to report as to. I know Vanessa Ditson-Briggs provided some questions. We're developing questions and the sort. So appreciate that. And in regards to that, the written report that I submitted, I believe it was on October the 12th. It's still fresh. And then on our next committee call,
We will be discussing how to move forward. Tom Livingston will be on the call at the Nets Personnel Committee, which is November 16th. That's the extent of my report, Chair.
Okay. Next report is from the Programming Committee.
This is Polina, if I may be recognized.
Polina?
Yes, I can do, I can make a report. I sent to the National Board the wording of a motion that our committee passed on October 11th, and motion is reflected in the minutes. If I may read it?
Sure.
Okay. So the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB to recommend to the IED to recommend to the GMs, IGMs, PDs, and IPDs to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and management to be able to communicate with each other as a station's resources should be used inclusively without segregation and in keeping with the Pacifica mission. It was voted, it was passed unanimously, and that's pretty much it. So that's the motion that's coming out of the Programming Committee that we would like the board now to consider. It's in everybody's mailbox as of 40 minutes ago.
Just to clarify, you want the Pacifica National Board to create a listserv?
No, to recommend to the IED, to the interim executive director, that she recommend to the general managers or the interims, the PDs or the interims, to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and management to be able to communicate with each other. Basically the motivation for that motion is that a station's resources should be used inclusively without segregation, and currently there are several stations, programmers, especially volunteer programmers, have complained about not being on the same listservs as paid programmers, or not being in communication, or not being communicated to by management, or that there isn't a clear way of communication. So that's what we're trying to solve. We're trying to be more inclusive for our programmers, who most of them are volunteers.
But you want programmers from one station to be able to have a conversation with programmers from other stations, right?
Sorry, this is different. No, we want management to have a listserv.
Can we just read the motion? It's very confusing.
Yes, I can reread it as it was passed. Yeah, of course, because otherwise I would be interpreting it as I am right now. So I'll reread the motion as it was passed by the Programming Committee. The committee recommends to the PNB to recommend. The IGMs, the PDs, and IPDs to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers and paid and volunteer and management to be able to communicate with each other as the station's resources should be used inclusively without segregation and in keeping with the Pacifica mission. That's how it reads. Thank you.
Well, I'm surprised that some stations do not have a listserv for all programmers. I know we have one at WBAI. Kind of a surprise to me.
Would you like me to respond?
Yeah, sure.
There?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
We lost her.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Am I being heard?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so we lost Polina, huh? Okay, well, I don't know who wants to get on the stack if there's any discussion on this.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections?
No objects.
Tom, you object?
I object.
Chair Polina, I dropped off the call. I came back. Thank you.
I gathered. Okay. We have an objection. I'm not sure. Who was it who objected?
Sean Rhodes.
Sean, okay. Sean, do you want to be on the stack and explain why you're objecting?
Sure.
Go ahead.
This is a rather convoluted way of micromanaging. And it's not the responsibility of the PNB to direct the GMs at the respective stations to create this internal form of communication. You don't need a motion to do that. This is unnecessary.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss this?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. Whenever there seems to be an attempt to communicate better with staff or listeners by the governance structure, it's always the word micromanaging always comes up. And I don't think this is micromanaging. I think this is an attempt to communicate, for staff to communicate with each other, both pay and unpaid, and for these type of mechanisms are necessary. I can understand Mr. Rose's concern that maybe an email could be sent by the staff representative on the programming committee, but I think that attempt has probably been exhausted, and that's why we've come to this point. So I support the motion.
Okay, can I just ask a question here? Because I know at WBI we have such a list. We have an all-staff list. Are there any, what stations do not have a list like that? KPFA, not KPFK. You don't have a list like this?
This is Polina.
Yes.
May I respond?
Yes.
Oh,
Polina? Did we lose you again?
Jesus, Dad.
Lawrence, maybe you can answer that?
Ashley, Jack, can answer that. I know that communication is difficult at my station, if I could take ownership for that. And so I think the governance structure needs to have a fair intervention to sort of kind of nudge people along to create these communication mechanisms and processes.
And Chair, this is Polina. I apologize. I got bumped off again. I think my connection is very poor, although I'm at home. So I don't know what's going on, but I apologize. Once again, I got bumped off the stream, and I was about to speak. So let me know when I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I was going to clarify that what this is seeks to remedy is the fact that unpaid programmers, not all of them are being communicated to at some stations, even at mine. And I think actually our PD is working to remedy that in perhaps an efficient way. But we heard, this is, you know, the committee, I think several people on the committee from several stations mentioned that unpaid staff, so volunteer programmers, sometimes do not receive the necessary communications that they should be receiving from their GM and PD, and also that there isn't a way for all programmers to communicate with each other. But I believe this motion being a listserv is a way a probably to, oh I see all right sorry let me go back there it's a one-way communication at this point. At this point, the way it works is if you're a programmer, you may receive as a volunteer programmer, if they have your correct email, of course, you will receive some communications, but you cannot really talk back to the rest of the list. So I believe that the idea is to make sure that folks can actually respond and be able to be in communication with each other, being paid and unpaid programmers on the same listserv, with the possibility of responding. Thank you.
Okay. Who is this?
Wally for the stack.
Okay.
Wally.
Wally for the stack.
Hold on. I heard, so I just wanted to be on the stack. Is that true?
Yes.
All right. So, and Wally?
I just wanted to say that at KPFT, we do not have a listserv, and I think that it would be very helpful. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Sabrina, did you want to be on the stack?
Yeah, I'm not quite understanding. I guess KPFT is the only station that doesn't have that open communication, as well as KPFK, from what Lawrence and Pauline are saying. So, yeah, I was just trying to understand the motion. So this is basically for open communication back and forth with everybody, staff, paid and unpaid, and management. If I could direct that question to Pauline.
Molina? I'm here.
Yeah.
Sabrina?
Yeah.
Chair, may I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, before I get bumped off the call again. So Sabrina, I believe you were, you're part of the same committee, and you were on that call in that meeting when we unanimously passed this motion. And please help me out if I'm misinterpreting it in any way, because we were talking about the fact that for instance, you mentioned, I believe, that KPFA has separate lists for paid and for unpaid programmers, and I think that's what we wanted to make sure, is that there was also a list for all programmers. I believe KPFK has a list for all programmers. Of course, it is a one-way communication, right, where management communicates to all programmers, paid and unpaid, and if programmers wish to, communicate back, they can only talk back to management, but not to each other. Sorry, Sabrina, you were actually absent that day. My bad. So the idea was, and this motion did pass unanimously without you present, but at a different meeting, you did mention that KPFA, for instance, has separate lists, a list for paid programmers, a list for unpaid programmers. This motion has as its essential spirit to make sure that all programmers get communicated to in an equitable manner without segregation. Thank you.
Okay. Can we go to a vote? Because we're going to have to adjourn this meeting very shortly because we have a closed session coming up. So let's just go to a vote on this.
Do I have a request for information after the vote?
After the vote? Okay. We're not going to have much time after the vote.
It's a brief request. Gotcha.
Okay. There's a request to read the motion before we vote on it. Paulina, if you're still on, can you read the motion one more time?
Let me find it again because I have to switch here. One second. It'll take me only a couple of days. I'll be quick. All right, here it goes. Motion reads, the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB to recommend to the IED or ED to recommend to the DMs, IGMs, BDs, and IPDs to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and management to be able to communicate with each other as the station's resources should be used exclusively without segregation and in keeping with the Pacifica mission.
Okay, let's just go to a vote on that, please. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
Abstain.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Eileen
Sorry,
Rosen?
Sorry, abstain.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Freya Turner?
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Both yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Grace Sarin votes abstain. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
All right. We have, let's see. We have 11 yeses. We have noes. And 6 abstentions. 11 yes, 3 no, 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Vote is 11 yes, 3 no's, 7 abstentions. And passes.
Chair, can I request my information?
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move the item on new business. I send an email to the PNB to all directors in regards to the motion and the form letter that has been sent out to all directors with what I would consider to be misinformation or a misunderstanding, put it that way. And I'd like to move that up to the top of the agenda when we reconvene in open session.
Odds are we're not going to get back to open session tonight.
No, I mean for the next open session, Chair. That's what I meant.
For the next session, yeah. We can't set the agenda for the next open session. Yeah, we can't do that. We can only if it's a continuation meeting. Who's saying, excuse me?
Fred here. Are you in closed session now?
No, we're in open, Fred. We're still in open.
Yeah, we're just about to wrap up the open session.
Okay. I'm
we're
sorry.
Still in open session.
What can I do, Chair, to, because I consider this to be an urgent matter that needs to be considered.
I understand. And you can You could just make sure that it gets a higher priority on the agenda at the next open session.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
And, you know, you can, if you want to have an open session next week, you get two other directors, you can post it before midnight Central Time.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Can I ask for three directors that would call in?
I move that we adjourn. I move that we adjourn.
I have the floor, Linda.
You can add to the directors calling for a meeting next week if you want, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Can I ask for three directors to join me in calling an open meeting for next week?
Paulina will join you.
Thank you, Paulina.
Okay, but got three there. That's myself, Paulina, and you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay, we do need to adjourn. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I have a question about that meeting. Is that a continuation meeting?
No.
Would that be considered a special meeting, Chair, just to deal with that item?
You can deal with that item, or else put on, you know, you could put whatever topics you want to put on there.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Chair, could I have the floor about this meeting?
We are out of time. We need a motion to adjourn.
Well, I'd like to have a continuation meeting then. I'd like to make this a continuation meeting because we're short three committees reporting.
Chair, I don't object. In fact, I will second that.
So you want to have a continuation meeting for next Thursday?
Yeah.
Right, and then we have new business that can be brought up as well.
Okay, we have to vote on that. Well, let me ask, are there
good minutes.
Situation, we have a second on the second.
Yeah, I second the amendment, Jim Lawrence.
Okay, exceptions.
Yes, John Goodman.
Yes. Hold on, Mr. Tatum.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Who's making a parliamentary inquiry?
Dwayne Lark.
What is your inquiry?
Is Mr. Tatum on the line?
I don't know.
Mr. Tatum is here.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Tatum, parliamentarian, I'm asking that upon designating a continuation meeting, unless, as the chair may have alluded to, it has to be explicitly voted on tonight. But isn't it standard procedure that a continuation meeting does not add new business?
No, you know, we have gotten to the point of new business in this current meeting. Is that correct?
No.
No. This item was added to the agenda.
Hold on. Nobody has the floor except myself and Mr. Tatum at this point. We are in the middle of
somebody please mute and let the chair have the floor.
Tatum,
mute.
Okay, so Mr. Tatum. Let me say this to the chair. You haven't finished this meeting, so if you have a continued meeting, you would start at the point we are now and continue from there. So my answer is, if you have not finished with all the business, then that business would be over the continued meeting. If you have finished with all your business, you could adjourn. And if someone thinks you still have business to do in this meeting, they should vote down to adjourn, and then we'll find out if there's more business in this current meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, we are voting now whether to have a continuation meeting or not.
Majority vote.
Oh. Yes. Are there any objections to having a continuation meeting next Thursday of the open session?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to a vote.
Grace Aaron votes yes.
Okay.
Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey? Corey? Nessa Dixon Briggs?
No, no objection.
Oh, so you're in favor of a okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Pardon me?
No.
Let me just clarify. If you want the continuation meeting next week, you need to vote yes. If you don't want it, vote no.
Sorry, changing my vote to yes.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. Jan Goodman?
No.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
John Finchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Sandra Rowland?
Negative. No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes. Sorry, yes.
Okay. Okay. Jim Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Positive, as in yes.
Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Going back, Chris Corey? Chris Corey?
I think he got knocked off the call. Or he fell off.
Dwayne Lark, you passed?
Reluctantly, yes.
I'm going to count up. Twelve yeses. Seven no's. No abstentions. Here, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Did Lawrence seeks recognition?
We're about to adjourn, Lawrence.
That's the motion I was going to make, Chair. Adjourn to closed session.
Okay. Are there any objections?
This continuation meeting motion means that.
Means that we are adjourned, yes.
Adjourned, right.
But what was the vote count?
The vote 13 yes, 7 no's, no abstentions.
Okay, so let's take a 5-minute break, and then we'll resume in closed session. Is that okay?